Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Tes. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship. Today's daf is going to focus essentially on one topic, and that is the shiur achila, which will be yasser, indeed, which is mechayev you a nisr kares on Yom Kippur. So we saw in the Mishnah that we began the perek with, that the shear for Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is an interesting shear. It's not the shear of the Kazayas, which is the general shear Achila. Rather, it's a shear of a Koseves Hagasa. So today's daf is going to focus on what exactly is a Koseves Hagasa. So we know it means a large date, but the question is, what exactly is the shear of a large date? We're going to see in the Gemara there are multiple ways potentially to measure the shear of a large date. And then the corollary to this topic is, what is the size of the shear of a koseves relative to the size of other shiurim for Isser Achila that we are more familiar with? So perhaps we're more familiar, each of us should be more familiar with a shear of kezayis for an Isser Achila, a shear of a kebetza, which is the size of an olive or the size of an egg. And over here we have the size of a date. So the question is, where does the size of the date fit into the scale? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So again, we got up yesterday to the last line of Ayin Chesem Abeis. We're going to pick up from the two dots over there on the last line of Ayin Chesem Abeis. Again, it's all about the shear of koseves. So says the Gemara, ha'ochel k'koseves hagasa, if a person, we learned in the Mishnah, if a person eats the shear of a koseves hagasa, of a large date on Yom Kippur, then it's usher, he's going to be chayev kare. So boy, Rav Papa asks Rav Papa the obvious follow-up shayla, turning over to Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. K'koseves sha'amru, when we say a koseves hagasa, so when we talk about the shear of a large date, so what do we know about a date? A date has a pit in the center of the date. And therefore, the question of the Gemara is, begarinasa o belogarinasa? Does it include the pit or does it not include the pit? So the obvious question is that if you recall what the Mishnah said, was the Mishnah said that your chayiv kares for eating on Yom Kippur, if you eat the shear of a koseves hagasa, kimoa uchegarinasa. So the Mishnah already told us that you're only chayiv if you eat a shear of a koseves hagasa with its pit. So how in the world can the Gemara be asking now, does the shear of a koseves, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, include the pit or does it not include the pit? The Mishnah itself already told us that the shear of a koseves includes the pit. So what kind of question is this? So there's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what the Gemara means over here. So Rashi explains, the top Rashi on the page, that the kasha of the Gemara is whether the shear of achila on Yom Kippur is like the koseves without the garin, like the koseves without the pit, or is it like the pit without the koseves? So in other words, Rashi explains, the question is, does it say kamoha uchigarinasa yachav? In other words, like the size of a koseves, the size of the sheer koseves is the size of a koseves with a pit, like just like a regular date. The regular date has the pit in it. You don't pay attention to the fact that the pit is in it, but it is. So the question is the shear of Isser Achila on Yom Kippur the size of a date? Or, Rashi says, odilma hachikamar kamoha chigarinasa. Or is the size of the shear Achila on Yom Kippur, not like the koseves, but it's like the size of the pit that's inside the koseves. Explains Rashi, that is the shaila here in the Gemara. Tosfa says that then the Mishnah should have said, the Mishnah then should have said that the shear is something which is smaller, either the shear of a koseves or the shear of a pit. So he explains, he therefore explains that Rashi's interpretation doesn't make sense. He explains the question in the Gemara is the shear Isser Achila on Yom Kippur k'choseves ugarinasa, just like the size of a regular date, which includes the pit, because the pit is inside the date, or is it k'choseves ugarinasa and also an additional garin? So in other words, when it says koseves garinasa, it doesn't mean the pit that's inside the date. Obviously, the pit's inside the date. That's how you have a whole date. So it says Tosfos, the question in the Gemara is the shear Isser Achila on Yom Kippur the size of one date, or is it the size of one date, including its pit, plus another pit. So over here already we have a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, two ways to explain it. Is it either the Choseves or is it the pit alone? That's Rashi. Or Tosfos, is it the Choseves or is it the Choseves with the size of another pit added to the shear? That's Tosfos. The Aruch has a third explanation. The Aruch said the question is, we know obviously that the Choseves includes the pit, but there's a little bit of airspace also between the pit and between the meat of the date. So the question is, when we say Choseves Gagaso Kagari Nasa, says the Aruch, the Shaila and the Gemara is, do we view the airspace between the date and the pit as compressed, so we're able to make it a little bit smaller, we're able to squish it a little bit, or do we say no, that we include the airspace, and therefore the shear is like that of a fluffy date, if you will, as opposed to a compressed date. So the Maram Chaviv just explains an interesting aspect to the Shaila and the Gemara, that we're asking how to measure the Shir Achil on Yom Kippur. Is it just the date, or is it the date with a pit? So great, we have three explanations as to how we factor in this pit and what the exact shear is. But the interesting thing is, we're talking about a shear Isser Achila. And what do we know about the pit of a date? The pit of a date is hard. It's not royal achila. So isn't it odd, says the Maram Chaviv, that when we're talking about a shear isser achila on Yom Kippur, we're using as a measurement of the shear something which is itself not royal achila. That doesn't really make sense. So he says, mehechruch, that you have to be talking about either where the date of the pit, where the pit of the date is soft, and therefore it is royal achila, and that's why it would be befitting to include this pit in the shear, or we could be talking about a case where the pit is hard, but you ground it up, so you made something edible out of the pit. But in a chenami, the Maram Chaviv says that you have to be talking about a case, you have to postulate a case where the pit is edible, because if the pit is inedible, it's just really weird that when we're talking about a shear Isser Achila on Yom Kippur, which is shayach only for things that are royal achila, we're measuring the shear on the basis of something that's not royal achila. So he says, Elamai, it's got to be also something that is itself Roi La Achila. Okay, so the basic question in the Gemara is, we were told in the Mishnah, the Shir Isser Achila is Choseves, the size of a large date, and the question in the Gemara is, do we mean the large date, or we mean the date with the pit, or without the pit? Okay, so boy Ravashi. So Ravashi asks what appears to be a similar Shaila. So Etzem Kisaora, when we talk about an Etzem Kisaora, which is the shear of a bone of a dead body, which is going to be mekabelt, which is going to transmit tumah to other things, that if you touch a tiny bone fragment, it's not going to transmit tumah. It's not going to cause you to contract tumah. However, if you have a bone the size of an etzem kisaora, the size of a barley corn, then it is going to transmit tumah. So this barley corn that we're talking about, beklipasa or below klipasa, is it with its shell or is it without its shell? Belacha or biyavesha, is it with a moist barley corn or is it a dried out barley corn? So Ravashi lomi boy la hadra papa. So Ravashi didn't ask the shayla of Rapapa. In other words, Ravashi is only asking the shayla lagabe etzem kisaora. He doesn't appear to have been bothered by that same question about Choseves Hagasa, the shir iser achila on Yom Kippur. Why didn't he ask that same question of Rapapa? So it says gasa itmar kol kama de gasa, because it should be simple. It says gasa, the shir iser achila is kichoseves hagasa, and therefore the bigger the shear is, that is what the answer should be. So in other words, when we asked, does the shear of a koseves for an Isser Achila on Yom Kippur include the pit or not? And Rashi said the two ways to explain it was, is it the koseves with the pit inside or is it just the pit? The answer is, it's the koseves with a pit inside, because that's bigger than just the pit. According to Tosfos, it was, is it one koseves with a pit inside or is it the koseves with a pit inside plus another pit? That's the answer. It's the Choseves plus the other pit, because that's a larger shear. According to the Aruch, it's, do we include the airspace between the meat of the date and the pit? The answer is yes, we do include the airspace, because again, that yields the larger size. So Ravashi, therefore, didn't have the same Shaila as Rapapa, because it should have been obvious that if we're using the word gasa, large, in the Mishnah, that the shear of the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is going to be whatever drives the largest shear. That's what the Isser is going to be. And conversely, that Rapapa lomi boile lahad Ravashi, Rapapa didn't have the same shaila of Ravashi in terms of how do you calculate the size of the shear of etzem kisaora for the bone of a dead body transmitting tuma, because, and the question again was, does it include the klipa or not? Is it lacha or yevesha? So he said it's obvious to Rapapa what this meant. Why? Because lacha shibolas mikre, because if it's moist, it's called shibolas, it's not called saora. And shaloba kliposa, and if it's not with its klipa, then ushli mikre, then it is called an ushli, and therefore it was obvious, explains Rashi, that when we say etzem kisaora, we're talking about yevesha beklipasa, we're talking about a dried saor, a dried barley corn, in its husk, in its shell, that's obvious that is the shear to transmit tuma that the Gemara was talking about. So therefore, Rav Ashi didn't ask the shaila of Rav Papa. Rav Papa didn't ask the shaila of Rav Ashi. Okay, says the Gemara now, Viter. So Amar Rabba. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Choseves Hagasa Sha'amru. The Choseves Hagasa, which we said is Usser on Yom Kippur. That's the Shir Isra Achila on Yom Kippur. So Yisera Mikabetza. It's larger than the Shir of a Beitza. Vikimlu l'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan had a tradition, the Bahachi Mesvadaite, that if you eat the shear of a Koseves Hagasa, that's enough to satisfy yourself, that's enough to provide some Yishavadas, and again, that's the Isser on Yom Kippur, because again, we're calling it an Isser Achila, but the Torah doesn't call it an Isser Achila. The Torah says that you have to be Misane, you have to have an Inui, and an Inui is that you shouldn't have Yishavadas from food. So therefore, unlike all other Isseri Achila, where the sheer Isser Achila is with the Kazayas, Yom Kippur is bigger. It's with a Choseves, because the Rabbanan understood that a person only experiences Yishav Adas when he eats up to a Choseves. If he eats less than that, he doesn't have Yishav Adas, and therefore he's still going to be Begeder Inui. But Batzer Melchi Lo Mesvedaite. However, less than this, he's not going to have Yishav Adas. So the Sfasemes just points out that it's an interesting phrase in the Gemara over here, Kimluhu l'Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan understood that the Shir of Yishav Adas is with the Choseves Hagasa, because what do we know about Shiurim? And we're going to see this explicitly in the Gemara, but we know that the Shiurim are all Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So if you're learning a Shir of an Isser in the Torah as a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, the question is, what does it mean that Kimlu L'Rabbanan? So the Sasemis explains, well, no, over here, well, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that the Shir of an Isser Achila is Choseves Hagasa. But we already saw a three-way machlokas, how you interpret Choseves Hagasa with the pit, without the pit, what exactly does that mean? And the Sfasemes says that machlokes, how to be poshet, that machlokes is based on the Chachamim's assessment of what is going to provide Yishav Adas. And that's the lodestar that everybody is looking for. So that's the marker. Everybody is looking to determine whether whatever the shear is provides Yishav Adas, because again, importantly, that's the Isser on Yom Kippur. It's not an Isser Achila, which is a Kazayas. It's an Isser to derive Yishav Adas. And that is the benchmark by which everybody is going to make their own determination what exactly the shear of a Koseves, what the shear of a Koseves is. Okay, so says the Gemara. So we're six lines from the bottom of the page. The Maisa Viviu L'Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai L'Tamas HaTavshil. So there was a maisa that they brought to Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai to taste a tavshil. So we are now switching topics. Now we're talking not about Yom Kippur, we're talking about Sukkos. Why are we talking about Sukkos? Because we're going to try to prove the relative size of a Choseves to the other shiurim that we're more familiar with a Kazayas, with a Kabetza. So they brought to Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai some food to taste. Rabbi Gamliel, Shtei Kosevos, and to Rabbi Gamliel they brought an amount of food equal to 2 dates, V'dli Shalmayim, and a little pail full of water, a bucket full of water. V'yamru, and what did Rabbi Gamliel say? Helam l'sukkah, go bring them up to the sukkah, because he felt that a food of this amount, a food of this quantity, had to be eaten in the sukkah. V'tani Allah, and we learn, Lo b'mnei shalacha kach, It's not because the halacha was that this had to be eaten in the sukkah. Ela sheratzu lahachmir alatzman. It was because they wanted to be machmir. They wanted to be machmir on themselves. The chiddush over here, the implied chiddush in the Gemara, that he was able to bring the food to the sukkah and eat it in the sukkah, not because it was the halacha that food of this year had to be eaten in the sukkah, but stam because he wanted to be machmir on himself, is that there is a halacha in the Gemara, there is a din in the Gemara that often you're not allowed to be machmir on yourself because it's mechzik yuara, because it looks like you're boasting, it looks like you're arrogant, you're holding yourself to be so holy. But the chiddush is over here that certainly for Rav Gamliel there's no such thing obviously as mechse ki yuara, and also the chiddush is that if you have the shear of two chosavos that you don't have to eat in a sukkah. So he felt whatever the shear was, it was food in the quantity of two chosavos of two dates. And Rabbi Gamliel felt that such a shear didn't have to be eaten in the sukkah, but he ate in the sukkah anyway to be machmir. Ukhashanasna the Rav Tzadok, when they gave food to Rav Tzadok, ochel pachos mechabetza, he ate an amount of food that was less than the size of a betza, nutlu b'mapa, he held it with a napkin. In other words, he didn't do netilas yadayim. We're talking about bread, so it was less than the size of a betza. He didn't do netilas yadayim, but he held it with a napkin. The achlu chutz l'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah. V'lo birech achrav, and he didn't even make a bracha achrona. He didn't even make a bracha achrona after it. So Rashi says, Rashi points out over here, the last Rashi on the page, that shlosha kula noagba. So over here we have Rav Tzadok was noeg three kulos with this maisa. Echa shelo natal yadav, one that he didn't do netilos yadayim, ela b'mapa karach yado, but he did it, he only wrapped his hands with a mapa, and Rashi points out that the wrapping the hands with a mapa is not a substitute for netilos yadayim, even though we do say in the Gemara Brachas that if you don't have access to water, then you're allowed to wrap your hands in a napkin and you're allowed to eat the bread as long as you don't touch it. That's only if you don't have access to water. Here, he had access to water. The reason that he didn't do netilas yadayim is because he felt that it wasn't large enough, that wasn't the size, the shear wasn't the size that warranted netilas yadayim. In that case, what was he doing wrapping his hands in a napkin if it wasn't a substitute for netilas yadayim? Rashi says it was cleanliness, mishamanina sadas. It was only because he was a clean guy. He didn't want to touch his food with his hands, and therefore he was wrapping his hands in a napkin. Elabamapa karachyada mishamanina sadas. And v'chutz l'sukha achlo, the second kula is that he ate it outside the sukkah. And v'lo birech achrav, and the third kula is that he didn't make a bracha achrona after eating food of this quantity. So there is a machlokas. What does it mean that lo birech achrav? So does it mean lo birech achrav meaning he didn't bench? Or even that he didn't make an alamichya, or even that he didn't make a borei nefashos. So how can you say that he did make a borei nefashos if in the Gemara it says lo birech achrav? Because again, this we see in the Gemara brachos, borei nefashos is not considered to be a bracha chashuva. So it could be that he did make a borei nefashos, but the Gemara would still say lo birech achrav, meaning that he didn't bench. That's the chiddush, that they brought him bread, and the bread was of a small enough shear so that he didn't wash, and he also ate it outside the sukkah, and he didn't bench. Okay, good. So we have this maisa with Rav Gamliel, we have the maisa of Rav Tzadok, and now we got to find out what quantity all this stuff was that they had. So again, so it said by Rav Tzadok, let's first focus on that. He ate pachas mekabetza, and that's why he was knowing these three kulos. We already saw Rashi what those three kulos were. Flipping over to Ayin Tesim Abeis, hakabetza boi sukkah. However, if it was the sheer kabetza, then he would have been required to eat the food in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Visal Kadaita Choseves Hagasa Sha'amru, Yisera Mikabetza. But if you want to say that the Choseves Hagasa, the shear that we mentioned in our Mishnah, is larger than a Beitza, and what do we know that if you have something that's a shear Beitza, then it's Chayev in a Sukkah? So Hashta Shte Chosevas Blo Garin Lohavis Kabetza. We have a problem because we brought down two maises. We brought down a mais of Rav Tzadok, that he ate outside the sukkah because it was less than a shir kabeitza. The mashmoah says if it was a shir kabeitza, he would have to eat in the sukkah. And then we have previously the mice of Ram Gamliel, that they brought him food in the amount of 2 chosavos, 2 dates. And he said, bring it to the sukkah, but not because it was chayiv, but because he wanted to be machmir. So if you want to tell me that koseves hagasa is larger than a beitza, well, obviously what they brought to Rabbi Gamliel was smaller than a beitza. Because if it was larger than a beitza, he would have eaten it in the sukkah michiyiv. He didn't eat in the sukkah michiyiv, he ate in the sukkah as a chumrah. But they brought him 2 dates. So how could it be that a big date is larger than a beitza, but 2 regular dates, is smaller than a beitza? How could that be? In other words, in order to reconcile the shiurim that we have in the case of Rabbi Gamliel and the case of Rabbi Tzadok, it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult to explain. So the Gemara gives what should be the obvious answer. So Amar Rav Yirmiya in Shtei Chosovos Blo Garinasan Lo Avi Kebeitza. So the answer is, you're right. The Mishnah says that the shir of Isra Achila is on Yom Kippur is Kechoseves Hagaso Uchegari Nasa. Because again, let's even say Rashi's basic explanation. Forget about Tosfos's fancy explanation on the Aruch. Rashi's basic explanation is that the shir of an Isra Achila is like the size of a date, including its pit. So the date is hard, therefore the pit is hard, and therefore the date is going to form around the pit, and it's going to be of a certain size. So it could be that the date with the pit is larger than a beitza, but the shear of 2 dates without the pit, where you no longer have that hard mass in the middle of the date, and therefore you could crush the date, and therefore it's a much smaller shear. It could be 2 dates is less than a beitza. That's why when they brought the shear of 2 dates to Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't think he was chayav to eat in the sukkah, even though he would be chayav by a beitza. Yet when it comes to the shear isra achil on Yom Kippur, chosef es hagasa uchegari nasa, because it includes the pit, could be larger than a beitza. So maybe that's the way to reconcile. And Amar Rav Papa, we have a saying that that exemplifies this. Hainu damri inshe trei kavi de tamre chad kava de kishisa visariach. That's what we mean when we say in 2 kavs of dates, there's 1 kav of pits and some extra. But in other words, it's more than a 1-to-1. In other words, it's more than a 1-to-1 ratio. Because if you have two kav of dates, then obviously we're talking about dates with a pit. So in other words, in that, let's say 2 pounds. Let's talk about pounds because we know what they are. So if you have 2 pounds of dates, the amount of pits in that pound of dates is more than a pound. So in other words, it's more than a 1-to-1 ratio. So when you're going to ask, how could it be that a big date with a pit is bigger than 2 small dates? It's because there's more than a 1-to-1 ratio. So the pit adds more than 1 time the amount of the date. That's how we reconcile all of these shiurim that are brought down in this brisa that we just saw about achila chutz l'sukkah. So says the Gemara, alternatively, Rava Amar, hasa minor time of Mishem Davi Peri, Uperi lo boi sukkah. Hang on a second. What exactly? You're asking Shaila on the size of a shir koseves based on the story that happened to Rabbi Gamliel and the story that happened to Rabbi Tzadok. And we're saying Rabbi Tzadok ate it outside the sukkah only because it was less than a beitza. But if it was a beitza, you would have had to eat in the sukkah. Aye, how can you say that the choseves is bigger than a beitza? They brought Rabbi Gamliel 2 chosavos, and he ate them in the sukkah only al tzachumra, but he wasn't machayev. He says, Rabbi, you got to look at what they brought Rabbi Gamliel. What did they bring him? They brought him 2 dates. It doesn't say they brought him bread the size of 2 dates. It says literally they brought him 2 dates. What are dates? Dates are fruits. Dates are fruit. You don't have to eat fruit in the sukkah. So it doesn't matter whether the 2 dates were bigger than a beitza, smaller than a beitza. That's lagabe the shear of lechem that you have to eat inside of a sukkah. This was fruit. So says the Gemara, Sameisvei, Amar Rebbe, so says Rebbe, that Kishayinu Lomdim Torah Eitzel Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, when we were learning Torah in front of Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Hevi Lefaneinu Te'enim Va'anavim, they brought before us Te'enim Va'anavim, they brought us dates and grapes, Va'chalnum, and we ate them Achila Sarai Chutz L'Sukkah. That we ate them in Achila Sarai, in other words, in Achila's Keva is when you're Kaveh Asudan, Achila Sarai is when you're eating like just a snack, as we would call it. So they ate it as a snack outside the sukkah. Says the Gemara, achilas aroi in achilas keva lo. So isn't the deduction that I'm supposed to make is that they ate outside the sukkah in achilas aroi, that it was only a snack. But if they were going to be kaveya suda on the fruit, then it would have been chayiv in sukkah. So says the Gemara, no, that's not the right diuk. Ema achalnum kachilas aroi chutz l'sukkah. No, it's not. We ate them as an achilas aroi outside the sukkah, because the only achila that you could have on fruit is an achilas aroi, not an achilas keva. Iba asema achlunum achalnum achilas keva. That, or maybe what this means is that they ate an achilas keva with these fruits outside the sukkah, but I thought it said achilas aroi. There was something else that they ate. V'achalnu pas achilas aroi ba'adayu chutz l'sukkah. And we also, together with the fruit, we ate achilas aroi of bread outside of the, we ate an achilas aroi of bread outside of the sukkah. Okay, so says the Gemara Viter. So actually, before we get there, on this little adage that we saw in the Gemara, I should just mention on this little adage that we saw earlier in the Gemara, where it says that that in each 2 pounds of dates, there's more than a pound worth of pit. There's a pound and extra worth of pit. The Chasam Sofer says that a person always has to view himself on the Yomim Noraim as if he's Mechza Zakai and Mechza Chayev, as if his life is hanging in the balance and the Sifrei Chayim and the Sifrei Mavis are open in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to view himself as if he has to literally daven for his life. And in Yom Kippur, Averos turn into Mitzvos. But you have to view yourself as if you have more Averos than Mitzvos. And therefore, the way you have to view yourself on Yom Kippur is that you are like, as it says in this saying, Kekava dechashyasa visariach. You have to view yourself as if you're the pits, not the dates. The dates is the good part. The pits is the bad part. So the Chasam Sofer says the point behind this adage, which ties into the Shir Isar Achil on Yom Kippur, is that you have to view yourself as if you're the pits, and through that, you're going to daven with a lot of kavon, and hopefully you're going to turn your pits into dates, kaviyachol. So, and so I forgot to mention that earlier, so I'll mention that now. Okay, so again, what we saw until now was we're talking about eating outside the sukkah. We're talking about fruits. Fruits don't have to be eaten in the sukkah. We thought maybe it's only if you eat them as an achilas aroi. We said no, all fruits don't have to be eaten in the sukkah. There's no such thing as an achilas keva on fruits. When we talk about an achilas keva versus an achilas aroi, that's talking about bread. Bread, if you're eating as an achilas aroi, can be eaten outside the sukkah. We also saw from the Maaseh of Rav Tzadok, if you eat less than a shear of a kibetza, then that could be eaten outside of a sukkah, even if it's bread. Says the Gemara. So lema misayele. So let us bring a raya. Let's bring a proof. Em hishlam b'mini targima yatsa. If you are mashlim b'mini targima, if you have your suda as mine targima, then you are going to be yatsa. So in other words, what's mine targima? Mine targima is like types of meat or types of condiments without bread. So if you eat a bunch of condiments without bread, then you're going to be yotze. Yotze what? You're going to be yotze yurchiv to eat 14 sudos in the sukkah. Why 14 sudos? Because sukkah is yontif. You have to eat 2 sudos a day. And therefore, you have to eat 14 sudos in the sukkah. So, and you're yotze if you eat stuff without bread. Says the Gemara, Visa Kadaitach Pereboi Sukkah. And if you want to say that Peros require a sukkah, so why won't we try to describe what a person has to eat in order to be yotze his mitzvah 14 sudas in the sukkah? Why do we talk about a guy who eats condiments without bread? Eating condiments without bread, that's like eating lox without a bagel. So who does that? So why are you talking about that? Talk about a guy who eats fruits. Let's say the guy goes in the sukkah and eats fruits all the time. So says the Gemara, well, my mini targima, peros. Yeah, what do you think we mean when we say mini targima? When we say mini targima, we are talking about peros. V'ibasema ba'asrod lo shchicha peri. If we were talking about a place where they had fruits, we would have said that they took fruits to the sukkah and they ate it in order to fulfill their mitzvah, their chiyuv, of eating 14 sudas in the sukkah. But we're talking about a situation where they don't have fruits. And therefore, when we're trying to give an example of something that they could eat in the sukkah that's not bread, yet that would cause them to satisfy their chiyuv, we talk about condiments without bread. Happens to be, since we're mentioning fruits and condiments without bread, there is a... and we talk about being yotzei the chiyuv of suda in sukkah without eating bread. There is a machlokas about whether one could be yotzei the chiyuv of sudas Shabbos with mine targima without bread. So there is a shita that says that you can be yotzei all of the suda Shabbos with mine targima, even if you don't wash, even if you don't have lechem mishnah. There is a shita that holds that you need to wash, you need bread on for all three sudos. And then the shita of most Rishonim is that for the first two sudos, for the Friday night suda and the Shabbos lunch suda, you do need bread. But Shalosh Sudos, it's good to wash, but you could be yotzei the mitzvah of Shalosh Sudos, even if you don't wash. But even if you have some sort of mine targima, even if you have some sort of food, some snacks, some peiros, that's less than bread. So the machlokas that we have here by sukkah factors in also to suda Shabbos, just parenthetically. So says the Gemara now weiter, Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid says, Choseves Agasa Sha'amru, the Choseves Agasa that we mention over here in the Mishnah as the Shir Isar Achil on Yom Kippur, Chasera Mekabetza, it's less than a kabetza. Okay, so Dithnan, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says as follows, Sa'ar Bekazayas, the Isser, we're not talking about here in Isser Achila, we're talking about an Isser of having in your possession for Bal Yiroa Bal Yimatze. So Sa'ar, which is yeast, a leavening agent, now we're not talking about Sukkos anymore, now we're talking about Pesach. So Sa'ar B'Kazayis, the Isser of Sa'ar is with a Kazayis, Chametz B'Choseves. However, Chametz, which is, if you think of that, it less stringent than Sa'ar, because Sa'ar is something which is Machmetz, Sa'ar is something which causes leavening, chametz is something which is already leavened. So another, but it doesn't have the capacity to cause something else to become leavened. So chametz is like a little bit less chomer than sa'ar, if you think about it. So the shear of sa'ar is with a chazayis, chametz is with a choseves. Vavinamba, and we ask, my time at the Beis Shammai. So what's the reason for Beis Shammai? So in other words, what's the reason for Beis Shammai shita? Nichle rachmana chametz v'lo boi sa'ar. That why doesn't the Torah just say that chametz is asur with a kazayis? And then I would know that sa'ar is asur b'kazayis. V'ano amino, ma chametz shein chumutzei kasha asur b'kazayis. Sa'ar shein chumutzei kasha lo kol shkein. So I would have made a kal v'chomer for myself. I midefalginu rachmana limda lach shiuro shel zeh lo kashiuro shel zeh. Ah, from the fact that the Torah breaks up the Isser of Sa'ar and the Isser of Chametz, it's obviously to tell me that the Shurim are not equal, because if the Shurim were equal, you would only have had to tell me the Isser by Chametz. I would have deduced for myself through Kal V'Chomer the Isser by Sa'ar. Obviously, the Shurim are not equal, and that's, as we said, Sa'ar b'chazayis v'chametz b'choseves, that Sa'ar is an Isser with a kazayis, and the Isser, Shir Isser of Chametz is with a choseves. Now, here's the punchline. And if you want to tell me that the Choseves Hagasa, which is the Shir Isser Achil on Yom Kippur, is larger than the Shir of a Kibetza, so Michti, so Beis Shammai is trying to teach me something. He's trying to teach me that Sa'ar is going to be Usser with the smallest Shir that we know. That's the Shir Kazayis. And Chametz is going to be Usser with something that's slightly larger. So if you're looking for something that's slightly larger than a Kazayis, so why does he go all the way to Koseves? So he said a Koseves is even larger than a Beitza. So why does he jump all the way from a Kazayis to Koseves? Let him just go to the intermediary step. Let him take an intermediary step and let him just talk about a Kabeitza. Beishamai is looking for a shear that's larger than a kazayis to apply to the Isser of Chametz as opposed to Sa'ar. So listen to Kabeitza. So why doesn't he use the shear Kabeitza? Why does he jump all the way to a shear Choseves? Vinami kiadodininu. And if you want to say, well, maybe the shear of a Choseves is the same size as a shear Kabeitza, so he is only jumping up one rung, but Nisni Kabeitza. But why then does Beis Shammai use as his benchmark the shear of a Koseves, which is less known to us? He should have used the shear of a Kabeitza, which is more well known as a regular shear throughout Shas. So why does Beis Shammai talk about the offsetting shearim of a Kazayis and a Koseves? What he should have done is he should have spoken about the offsetting shearim of a Kazayis and a Kabeitza. Elav Shmamino, Koseves Pchusa Mechabeitza. So isn't it a Raya that a Koseves is less than a Beitza? Because when Beis Shammai is looking for
something that's a little bit larger than a kazayis, he doesn't go as kabeitza, he goes to koseves. So it's mashma that koseves is less than a kabeitza. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how in the world do you know this? Dilma liolam, emelecha koseves agasa shamru, yisera mi kabeitza. Well, again, this is the same answer that we gave earlier in the daf. The shear on Yom Kippur is koseves hagasa uchigari nasa. Now you're talking about a regular koseves. So it could be a regular koseves is the same size as a beitza. What's larger than a beitza? That's a koseves hagasa uchigari nasa. Same lecha koseves hagasa shama yisera mikabeitza hastama kabeitza. Or you could say that they're the same size. Aye, how come he didn't use as a reference point a kabeitza, which is more well known to us? Okay, so he picked one. He could have said either kabeitza or koseves because they're the same thing. So he said koseves. So says the Gemara, well, we don't have any raya from here. So here is how we know that the shear koseves is larger. So ad kama mezamnin. So how much does somebody have to eat in order to be included in a zimun for birchas hamazon purposes? Ad kazayas divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that he has to eat a kazayas. Rav Yehuda omar ad kabeitza. Rav Yehuda says that he has to eat a kabeitza. So b'may kamiflegi. So what are they arguing about? So Rav Meir savar viachalta. It says in the pasuk. We all know this pasuk. It says about benching. Viachalta visavata uveirachta. So how do we interpret that pasuk? Viachalta is uachila. Visavata is shtia. Va'achila b'kazayis. So it says v'achalta v'zavata achila shtia uve'rachta. Then he got a bench. What we've been saying the whole daf long. What is the regular shear isra achila that we have, or the shear of achila that we have in the Torah? It's a kazayis. So you're going to be chayev to bench v'achalta as long as you eat a kazayis. You're going to have to bench because v'zavata doesn't mean svia. It means shtia. It means drinking. Rav Yehuda argues with that interpretation of the pasuk. He says he got it all wrong. V'chalta v'savata is not achila and shtia. V'chalta v'savata is one thing. It's achila sheyesh ba svia. It's an achila that satiates somebody. That's the only time that you have to bench, when you have an ashir achila that actually satiates you. So says the Gemara, v'ezazeh, kabeitza. And what is that? What's the shear that satiates you? That is the shear of a kabeitza. Says the Gemara, so let's try to organize everything in our brain now. If you want to tell me that the koseves agasa that we talk about in Yom Kippur is greater than the shear of a kabeitza, and again, the isser of achila on Yom Kippur is not an isser of achila per se, it's an isser to have yishav adas, because there's a chiyav of inoy on Yom Kippur. So you're going to tell me that I don't have a yishav adas until I eat a koseves agasa. When you get to a shear of a kabeitza, it's considered to be v'savata. That's real satiation in order to be mechayev me in benching. So daita lo misve. So you're going to tell me that I'm sated. I am satiated. I am full when I eat a kabeitza. But I haven't yet had a yishav adas legabe the isra of achil on Yom Kippur. That doesn't work. Elalav shmami na koseves agasa shamru pachus me kabeitza. So elamai, isn't that a raya that the koseves agasa that we're talking about, the shir isra achil on Yom Kippur, is less than a kabeitza? And the way we organize it in our mind is pachus me kabeitza and kabeitza misva. And when I eat as much as a beitza, which is the largest shear, then I'm actually going to have a svia, then I'm actually going to be satiated, I'm really going to be full. B'choseves misvedaite. However, with the choseves, I'm going to have a yishav adas. Having yishav adas just means that you take the edge off, you take the discomfort out of being hungry. But obviously, kedei svia is a feeling of being much more full than simply having a yishav adas. So if you juxtapose the halacha by benching and the isra achila by Yom Kippur, and the difference between the shir kabeitza, which is operative by benching, and the koseves, which is operative by Yom Kippur, what comes out is the smallest shir is a kazayis. Then we have the shir of koseves hagasa, which provides yishav adas. And then we have the shir kabeitza, which is even bigger, which actually provides full satiation, full satisfaction. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we're going to talk more broadly about the shiurim that we know about, various shiurim that we have in various aspects of halacha. I hope everybody has a great day.